The Chris Burns Show, powered by Dynamic Money. Creating personal financial plans built for life.
Hey, welcome to The Chris Burns Show. It's Sunday afternoon again, and here we sit in the midst of something I don't think any of us would have thought of months ago, and that is a shutdown. I mean, our kids are out of schools, many of our kids, a lot of companies, many companies either shutting down for a period of time or everyone's working from home. The world around us has shifted dramatically in such a short amount of time. And here's what I want to talk about. I don't want to focus today primarily on just what's going on in the market. That's important. That's important. We've talked about it for weeks of what's going on. How do you adjust your risk? But one thing we haven't spent a lot of time on that I think is absolutely critical is this. Anytime we see some sort of significant change like this, especially when there's a lot of fear around it, there's always folks behind that that are looking to take advantage of you. Right? Anytime that we see this kind of a drop in the market, this kind of overall fear, there are folks that are going to come behind that looking to take advantage of you. Some of that's very obvious. Some of it's not obvious at all. And that's what I want to focus on today. So some financial companies specifically, some advisors specifically are going to look not only in the coming days, but in the next weeks and months of how they can take advantage of this situation to make themselves a lot of money at your expense. And so it's critical we understand that. If you have a story already, either from a past crisis or a current crisis, of someone trying to take advantage with you in the midst of it, I would love you to share that, because we need to share this together so we can watch out for these kinds of things. The number is 404-872-0750. That's 1-800-WSB-TALK if you want to be a part of the conversation. Let me give you an example of this. This is pretty obvious, but it's just absolutely fascinating to me. So the New York Times reported about a gentleman and his brother who went out and bought over 17,000 bottles, almost 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. Did you see this story? This guy literally rented a U-Haul truck, started driving all over the South to dollar stores everywhere he could a few weeks ago, and buys all the hand sanitizer he possibly can. 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer in this dude's garage right now. Because then he turns around and goes on Amazon and tries to sell them at exorbitant rates. Well, it works for a few days. He's making a lot of money. Thankfully, Amazon comes along and says, hey, this isn't okay. We can't price gouge. And let me say, by the way, to those of you listening going, well, he's just taking advantage of an opportunity, and that's capitalism. Okay, it's one thing if you know a sporting event is coming into town and all the hotels are going to be sold out. There is a supply and demand issue there where you're going to see the cost of a hotel room rise, right? That's capitalism. That's supply and demand. It's different if you go out in a health crisis and buy all the hand sanitizer so no one has any options, they're forced to come to you and pay exorbitant rates, that's cheating people. There's a distinct difference between the two. And thankfully, Amazon shut this guy down, but he had 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. In fact, I think we should all go raid the dude's house and get some hand sanitizer because there's none to be found anywhere, right? I saw one person post on Facebook, an old friend of mine, and said, when we were kids, we used to use toilet paper to get back at our enemies, and now we can't find toilet paper anyway, right? So the whole world is shifting. And so we see these examples of people who are trying to take advantage of the system and take advantage of you. And some of those are very clear. Again, I'm going to buy all the hand sanitizer. No, some of these are less clear, but just as dangerous. So one, I don't know if you've heard of this person. Actually, Eric Erickson sent me this link when he saw that we were going to talk about this, and I was blown away. Okay, so less than half an hour ago, this guy posted on Instagram, and I don't even want to really tell you his name because I don't want you to go do what he's telling you to do, but his name is Clayton Morris. He's a former Fox News host. He was a weekend Fox and Friends host. He has over 220,000 followers on Instagram, so a fairly well-known guy, right? He goes out and decides a few years ago he's going to become a real estate investor and give financial advice out, etc. And by the way, just a quick Google search of his name, he's been investigated. This was in an article in the New York Times just a few months ago in September of 2019 that he was being investigated by the FBI for fraud based around some of his real estate dealings, okay? But literally posts a video less than half an hour ago. And here's what he says, quote, "Taking money from your 401k is worth it as long as the investment is higher than the penalty. If you're getting a 15% return on your investment and the penalty on your 401k is only 10%, do the math. See, Wall Street just wants you to be scared. That's what he says. It's a much longer video. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, but he has well over 200,000 followers. People are following this person. So the argument he's making is, hey, look, what you should do right now, it's no surprise he's posting it here in the midst of the market dropping like crazy, is, you know what, just forget the market. It's not what you want to be in. You want to be in real estate. So go take money out of your 401k, or if you have an old 401k, you've left a company, it's sitting there. Yeah, you're under 59 and a half. So if you take that money out, it means you have a 10% penalty on it, right? But it's not just a 10% penalty. We'll get to that in a second. He's saying, take your money out. Take that 10% penalty because you can go into real estate, and if you're making 15% in real estate, just do the math. It's easy. You've netted 5%. This guy is an idiot. Let me explain to you. If you don't already see this, why is he an idiot? Because if I go take out $100,000 that should be in a qualified plan like my 401k, yes, I have a 10% penalty, but I also have $100,000 of extra income for the year. So whatever I'm already making in my job, I tack $100,000 more of income in, which means I'm paying the absolute highest tax rate possible on that money, plus an additional 10%. And I have no guarantee that I'm going to make 15% in real estate, Clayton. So thanks for the stupid advice, but guess what he's trying to do? He's trying to reach out and say, hey, look, the market's not doing well. Here's an alternative. You could go into real estate, and here's how you could fund it. You could fund it with your 401k dollars, and that could be disastrous to you over time. Absolutely disastrous to you. But you know why people are going to listen to this right now? Because they're scared. Because we have anxiety about the market. And so it's like, well, wait, this guy's offering me an alternative. And he's got a lot of followers, and he used to be well-known, and so maybe I should look into this. But it only takes a few Google searches to go, oh, maybe this is not a good idea to work with this person. Okay, so those are pretty obvious cases. Anybody telling you liquidate your 401k and go buy real estate because I'm going to go make 15% when I have no idea, that's obvious. What about the less obvious things, though? And this is where it really gets troubling for me over time. I'll pick one that I can speak to because I grew up in this industry. I started in the insurance industry years ago. And one thing that insurance companies sell are annuities. Now, you'll hear a lot of people say all annuities are terrible all the time. That's not true. There are times that annuities are needed and important. And here's the problem. There are multiple forms of annuities. So a basic annuity that's a pension, literally the most basic form of annuity is called an immediate annuity, or a SPIA, as people call it, a single premium immediate annuity. That is just a pension. You give your money, you get a lifelong income in return. There's no fees attached to it. There are times that's a very important tool for individuals. There are times. But I will say the vast majority of people that come in with annuities to my office should not have bought them. They were sold in a way that was not helpful to them. So I'm always dangerous to say this is good or bad because it's based on your context. But let me tell you, this is a dangerous time to buy an annuity. And a lot of folks are going to come out starting to sell these like crazy. And do you know why? Because they offer safety. And safety right now feels more important than anything else. But here's the problem. If I buy an annuity right now because I'm worried that I'm seeing all of my money drop, so I go ahead and sell all the stocks I have. We're down about 20% in the market. I sell that. I take a 20% loss, and then I go into this annuity. And when I'm buying this annuity, what I've been told for a lot of people, depending on the type, is, hey, look, you have no downside risk now. So you're not going to lose any money, but you can still capture most of the upside when the market comes back. That sounds so attractive. And back when I sold insurance, that's how I was taught to sell it, and I believed that. And we could show graphs showing you, hey, if you'd bought an annuity prior to the 2008 crisis, you'd have more money than you have in the market right now. But that was back in like 2010, 2011. It didn't account for the fact that over the next few years, the market would continue to explode. And by the time we ended this bull market a few days ago, there was close to 500% growth in the market. You show me the annuity, the fixed annuity, that made anything close to that. And yet I promise you, there will be hundreds of annuity salesmen out there, I'm sorry, financial advisors, selling these right now. Selling the promise of safety and locking you into 10 to 12 year contracts where you're probably going to make about 3% because the market's down and it feels safe right now. And so just like you need to watch out for someone who would say, hey, get out of your 401k and buy real estate because you're going to make 15%. And who cares about the penalty? Because, wow, 15% is more than 10% without digging into the fine print of, oh, yeah, you've also jacked your income that year. So your taxes might be double what they normally are, plus 10%. You're also going to have something that sounds a whole lot better, which is, hey, just go buy this annuity because it's safe and it's going to grow and you're going to be fine, without giving you the full picture of what that will look like over time. Friends, what we need right now is not reactivity. We need to make sure we understand the full picture of anything that you're purchasing right now.
Looking for practical tips on how to manage money? Check out dynamicmoney.com for the latest blogs.
Let me be clear on this. I am not saying that every person who advises you to invest in real estate or advises you to buy an annuity is trying to destroy your life and destroy your finances in the midst of the financial crisis. What I am saying is that having the right level of accountability to know if that's a good decision is critical, especially if fear is in the mix. And fear's in the mix right now, friends. Right? Fear and anxiety about our finances, about our health, about what's going to happen in our country, about the economy overall, are swirling around us. And that causes a lot of us to be more open to decisions that perhaps we wouldn't have made in the past, more reactive than we would be in the past. And so having the right level of accountability is critical here. It's critical. Hey, if you want to join the show and talk about this, the number again is 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Would love to engage with you on this. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's CW Burns on Twitter. I had someone on Twitter respond who owns a restaurant. Says somebody came into my restaurant. And look, restaurants right now, there's a lot of fear at restaurants because people aren't going out to eat there, obviously. And so they're very susceptible to everything going on with the coronavirus. And they don't know what this is going to look like in a few weeks. They said somebody came into my restaurant. They offered to basically purchase a bunch of stuff up front. But then we had to front some of that. And in the end, it was a scam. And they were trying to take advantage of them. And this kind of stuff is going to happen. Some of it is company specific. Some of it's industry specific. But like I just talked about, you're going to see a lot of annuities being pushed right now because it's the offer of safety, for instance. And again, my point's not, therefore, that's always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing, but it's a dangerous thing in the current environment. And so here is the key. There's never been a more important time for objective, individualized advice about your specific situation. Now, totally straightforwardly here, I own, right, a financial planning company. That's what we do. But there's a lot of good financial planning companies, both in Atlanta and across the country, that do this as well. And here is the key: to go to a financial planner that is fee only. And here's why. When you go to your primary care physician and they say to you, hey, you know what? I think you may have a heart issue, and they refer you to a specialist. You trust that you should go to the specialist and get it looked at. Why? Because your primary care doctor is not getting some sort of kickback for giving you that referral. In the same way, it is critical right now that you go to someone that's going to give you objective advice about your situation. And if they say, I think you should really consider an annuity, and they recommend someone they know who's a broker that sells annuities, then that's a lot more confidence in going and talking to that person than if you're talking to someone who sells annuities only, because guess what? They're kind of incentivized to sell you that. So be careful right now and push. Make sure you're talking with folks that are giving you objective analysis, that aren't getting some sort of, again, kickback for the advice they give you, so that if you're going to make any changes in your plan, you're not making it because of reactivity, you're making it from wisdom.
Follow Chris Burns on Twitter at CW Burns for more.
Over 3,000 coronavirus cases in the U.S. now, with at least 60 dead. Georgia now 99 confirmed cases. There's been a 55% increase in cases in Georgia since Saturday. So literally in a day, a 55% increase. But when you see those kind of numbers, just remember this. Most folks aren't being tested right now. And many folks could have the coronavirus and not even know they had the coronavirus because of the way it works. And so it's really, really hard to get any actual figure of what's going on. And that either leads folks to panic or it leads folks to go, it's not that big of a deal. We're just going to kind of ride it out. But regardless of where that puts you today, we have to acknowledge the reality there is an at-risk piece of the population here. What do we have to do about it? So thank you to so many of you that are working from home, that are staying home when you could be going out, that are making these choices that are encouraged by the governor, by the president, clearly by all major medical organizations, because we want to be in the best position possible to protect those that are at risk. So thank you to all of you doing that. If you want to join the show, it's 404-872-0750. We've been talking about the reality of people trying to take advantage of you in the midst of this kind of situation. Let me give you one more example of this. It's going to be something on the opposite side. There are opportunities right now. For instance, mortgage rates, as we've discussed before, are at historic lows right now. So a lot of mortgage brokers are going to be out there saying now is the time to refinance. And that actually might be a fantastic idea for you because, again, rates are incredibly low. So if you're sitting with a higher rate right now and you can refinance into a lower rate that you lock in for 30 years, and maybe you get some equity out of that so that you can do some things you need to do with the extra cash, it frees up liquidity, you can pay off debt, and on it goes about all the reasons why refinancing might be a good thing. But what do you watch out for in the midst of that kind of craze, even in a good thing, right? Well, one thing to watch out for is you're going to see a ton of lenders right now saying, hey, listen, you can refinance with, quote, no out-of-pocket costs. And when you hear that, and when I hear that, it's like, oh, wow, they're waiving closing fees. I can refinance with no extra costs here. No, they're not waiving closing fees. They're glad to take the cost and roll it into the loan. And now you get to pay for it over the next 30 years. And it also cuts maybe 10 grand out of the equity that you would have gotten if you're doing a cash out refinance. In other words, there is no free lunch here. So even on good things like refinancing, where we would say, hey, this is a positive for a lot of people right now to consider doing this, you still have to do your homework and look at the fine print because, again, you're going to see signs everywhere. No out-of-pocket costs, and that's going to be very attractive when rates are low, when people are looking for ways to cut their expenses, especially because of everything going on with the coronavirus and the economic uncertainty. It's like, man, if I could lock in a lower rate, have a lower monthly payment, and that's all positive. Just make sure you understand the reality beneath the surface that there's no free lunch here. That if they say it's no out-of-pocket expenses, of course there's still expenses. It's just where did those go? And you very well will be the person paying those. So you just have to be careful. And that's why I say it is so incredibly important right now that you get secondary advice from objective folks that aren't getting kickbacks or payments to give you that advice. Because if you don't do that, then you're putting yourself at risk. Here, we're going to go to the phones. We have Joe in Alpharetta. Joe, thanks so much for joining the Chris Burns Show. What can you tell us?
Hi, Chris. I have seen an increase in scams coming through since this corona. A lot of scams for mortgage refinance. Some are real, some are scams. And I just wonder about this whole thing being a scam. You know, President Trump told us a couple weeks ago this corona was something created by Democrats in the media, and it was just going to go away, and it wasn't real. And it just keeps on, I keep on seeing more, and I just wonder what you think about that.
Well, Joe, I appreciate your call. I think this is the key here. There are increased number of scams right now out there in the refinancing world and then even across the board. There, trust me, you're going to see more and more examples of people trying to take advantage of this situation. I would, though, be very, very careful at saying that the entire situation is a scam of some sort or that the president is lying to us or that the government. I mean, Because here's what we've actually seen. What we've seen is a progression, and not just in our country, across the world, of countries going, doing exactly what we're doing, where initially the initial response is, well, I don't think this is going to be too serious. We look at past epidemics. I mean, when I was interviewed a few weeks ago, I was sitting and studying past epidemics. So I was looking at the SARS epidemic and going, well, how has the market responded to SARS in 2003, et cetera? What can we learn from that? And we're all giving the best information we can, but it's a developing situation. And so I think here's one critical thing, that at this point, the fact that we're seeing bipartisan agreement is a big deal. The fact that we saw Gavin Newsom and Governor Cuomo in New York coming out, who are not fans of the president, saying they applaud what the government's doing, they applaud the idea of tighter restrictions, says there's a level of bipartisanship occurring now. Even Chuck Schumer coming out after the president's press conference on Friday and saying good things and saying we agree with this, we need to move towards this. Are you seeing total bipartisan agreement? No. And by the way, you aren't going to see that. That's not going to happen. But the fact that we're seeing some sort of bipartisan movement here is an example of, hey, look, this is a real issue that we all need to pay attention to. Let's be careful not to say things like, well, I wonder if the whole thing is just made up for some reason, for political gain, or et cetera, because that is a very dangerous response when we're seeing real people being infected and dying right now. All right. So we have to be very cautious about that. But at the same time, just be wise. Because when the market drops this much, there are so many people out there that are looking to find a way to take advantage of it. Now, I do want to talk a little more about the president's press conference, because again, like I just said, we saw some bipartisan support, some movement towards that, based on the president's press conference on Friday. Now, if you saw the press conference Wednesday, that was a total struggle, right? That was not a win. Because the president came out on Wednesday, did a press conference. For whatever reason, at least three different things that he said, the government came back, the White House came back within literally an hour of the press conference, adjusting, redefining, helping people understand. But basically, what it looked like was, we don't know what we're talking about. And we saw the markets have a significant drop in response to that press conference. And so Friday was a really big deal, because the press conference Friday was scheduled for 3:30, meaning half an hour before markets close. So if it was a disaster, if the press conference went really bad, then we would have walked into the weekend with the markets dropping significantly, which would only hurt them, our overall country's morale, et cetera, far more. And so it was a risk to say we're going to have a press conference at 3:30, because if it went really well, that could be great. If it went bad, it could be really bad for the economy, much like Wednesday's press conference. And the president came out and did something I think that was a brilliant move by his team overall, which was bringing in the private sector. So when the president began that press conference on Friday, the Dow was up 4%. Now, Thursday was a miserable day in the market. Friday, we saw a rebound of sorts, and we were up about 4%. By the end of the market, half an hour later, when we were just starting to take questions and answers from reporters and folks at the press conference, the market, the Dow, was over 9%. It increased by 5% during the press conference. So what was the cause of that? And I would argue the cause of that was bringing in the private sector. We literally had executives from Walmart and Target and Walgreens and CVS and Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp, significant companies that most of us have heard of and worked with, talking about how they were going to coordinate with the government. They already had an action plan in place to move us forward. Now, here is the key. It actually matters less what's going on underneath the surface. Of course, that matters in terms of stopping the virus. But in terms of the press conference, if you go, what's the point of this press conference? The point is to reassure the American people that we are actually making forward progress, that we are leveraging the best parts, the best resources we have as a country to address this. Because there's not time to sit and really, as Americans, we can't sit and go, exactly what's going on, exactly how is the government responding, et cetera, et cetera. So the point of the press conference is not sitting here and going, what are all the mechanics? It's, can we reassure us that there's actual, real, significant progress being made, work being done? And the market going up 5% says, hey, a lot of folks are reassured here. And why is that? Because there's something so unique and powerful when you bring the private sector into place. when you see major companies saying, we are on board, we are working with the government hand in hand, the public and the private sectors are going to work together to address this. And I think it's remarkable, as much as we talk about as a country that we want to give more influence over to the government, as much as we have the discussion over quote unquote democratic socialism and this concept of the government should be in charge of more programs, the government should be in charge of healthcare, the government should be able to waive all tuition, the government should be able to pay for college for you, et cetera, all the things the government should be able to do, that you know where people actually feel confidence? They feel confidence when they hear that Google's on board. They feel confidence when they see the leaders of CVS and Walgreens and Walmart and Target get up and say, we are on board, because we know that is the actual underpinnings, the strength of our economy is these companies. And that's what makes our country different. That's what makes us stand out from China. That's what makes us stand out from so many other places in the world, is the strength of our economy, the strength of our private sector. And so this is something to be celebrated. And you saw the country's morale increase, both Democrats and Republicans. And I know some of you listening right now are going, I didn't feel better. I don't like him. Trump sounded stupid to me, and bringing some guys in suits up to talk about what they're doing didn't help me. I don't feel that's fine. You don't have to feel encouraged. But I'm telling you, overall, there was a morale boost that I think a lot of people felt. And it's not just from people I talked with. It's just watching the market. A 5% increase in half an hour. Why? Because we saw that in the greatest nation on earth, with the greatest economy on earth, the largest and most powerful and effective companies on earth were going to unite with the government to create something, to leverage the resources we have in place. And I think that we can't say enough about how critical it is that in responding to a global pandemic, responding to a crisis that none of us have experienced, that we leverage the private sector. And I think it also should make all of us pause before we talk about how important it is for the government to take over more and more and more, and realize, who are we actually really looking to in a time of crisis? We're looking for entrepreneurs. We're looking for private companies to step in and say, we are going to join the effort of our own accord. We're going to join in. We're going to give our time and our money and our resources and our focus, because all of us believe at some level amazing things can happen when you leverage that kind of strength. And that's what America's all about.
Want more of Chris? Give him a follow on Twitter at CW Burns.
Hey, welcome back to the Chris Burns Show. We're just talking about the impact of the president's press conference on Friday, and specifically the power of having so many private companies involved in that to show this union between the public and private sector. We're going to go to the phones. Marie is on the phone in Stockbridge. Marie, what were your thoughts?
Gosh, when I heard that, it made me cry. I know I'm a real patriotic kind of person, but the fact that he was bringing in private industry, but the other thing that he said, and I had something specific about the CDC, that, you know, I've heard the Democrats blaming Trump for the red tape on the testing and all that. That didn't come from him. You know, that is a process the CDC has. And the fact that Trump said to all of these industries, we're going to do whatever we can to get rid of government red tape, what he indicated to me was that not the government so much was the problem, but we have been impeding y'all for years in different things, and we're going to cut this and give you the chance to work and work efficiently. And to me, that was the biggest boost, because when private industry will do things faster than the feds ever will. Well, and that, I think, has been the problem for a long time.
Well, then that's a fair point, Marie, because in the end, this administration, one of the things they have pushed is just a push to regulation overall, and saying regulation can be a problem. And I just think it's so important that we see public and private linking together in this kind of a crisis. And I agree, the more we can open the doors to private industry being able to step in and help, the more we are leveraging the greatest strength of our country. And so I appreciate your call. I do think it's important, too, that we get away from right now this idea of conspiracy that it must be the government trying to do something terrible instead of saying, how can we unite around this? And that's, I think, the feel that most folks, again, the bipartisan support we're seeing is super encouraging in the midst of an incredibly polarized country right now, that we're seeing bipartisan support for actually working together to address this. So hopefully we see more of that in the days to come. Friends, thank you so much for joining the show today. If you have thoughts or questions we couldn't get to, just go to dynamicmoney.com. You can ask anything. We'll get back to you. You can also listen to our podcast. Again, just go to the Chris Byrne Show on any podcast provider. But please remember this is key, that your life and your future are so much more than money.